Hi, everybody, and welcome to this Sunday live session. I hope you're very, very well and have had a great week so far and a great weekend so far as well. Let's jump into what we're going through today. Share my screen. And here we are. And clicking on under next communication, our top card there, which is today's live session. First of all, I wanted to thank the people who have responded so far with the monthly check-in with members. If you go into this section here and you click on that forms link, it will take you to a form that is just giving me a bit of an idea of how things are traveling for you and the program. So I ask if you're getting enough value from it, if meeting together twice a week is a little bit laborious now, or not laborious, but difficult to find the time for, given that a lot of practices are now back on board again. And whereas before they had a great amount of time to get some things happening in terms of practice management, now that time is taken up wonderfully with seeing patients. And so maybe the Wednesday and Sunday together, those two live sessions, it may be getting into overwhelm for you. And that's exactly what I don't want. When we feel overwhelmed, we start to disengage. And I really want this program to continue to engage you and give you great ideas of what you can implement into your dental practices to gain greater happiness and success. And so answering these questions will help me put a structure behind the program continuously to make sure that it's as enjoyable and powerful for you as possible. I've also got a little bit of market research section there as well, and I would love your thoughts around this idea. With this program that is being delivered to you guys for a three-month period at absolutely no charge, I'm enjoying it. The feedback I'm getting from you, from many of you, is that you're finding great value in it as well. And so I'm wanting to push it out to the rest of the market, the rest of the dental practice community, as a monthly membership that can just go on forever. As we all know, the issues in dental practices, they go on forever and ever. And when you think about, okay, do I ever employ a practice manager for 3 months or 6 months at a time? No, you employ them all the time because there's always things to manage and get done. And so I think this kind of thing, I'm thinking of calling it the club. The club could just be something that goes on forever and ever for whichever practices find value in it. And so I've just got a few short questions that I would love your feedback around that to see if I'm actually on the right track, that it would be a good idea. The next thing, where am I going here? Live session. So I've ticked off that. So if you could do that form for me, I'd really appreciate it. Thank you. Charles Coves is coming back for another live session. So we had a request for him to come back because he is fantastic in terms of mindset and becoming more passionate about what we do and gaining a greater experience of life than before. And he's going to be talking to us about teams as per the request of one of our members. And he will be coming in on the 10th of June. So that's not Wednesday next week. It is not the Sunday after that. So it's Wednesday week away. Yeah, so not Wednesday next week, but the Wednesday after that is when Charles is coming back on board with us. And so that's really good news. So if you have any specific areas around team that you would like him to discuss, let me have a look here. I've got the card here. Oops, I think I put it up the top there. There we go. Mindset guest speaker, Charles Coves. Thank you, George, for requesting him to come back. I'm going to get the link for that card, copy that one. And you can put whatever in within the description, in the activity, wherever you like, you can put in there what you would like him to focus on if you have any particular areas that you would like him to speak on. And so I'm just going to paste that card in there so you can easily see that. I'll pop it here too. Card for Charles Coves. Add that one there. Beautiful. The third thing I wanted to mention to you, there was recently I jumped onto the zoos. I think there was the Melbourne Zoo and the Werribee Zoo. I thought there was a third one as well. I can't quite remember. But they're live cams, and I started to waste a lot of time just watching these live cams of the penguins, of the lions, of zebras, and it was a real time waster, I tell you. I've stopped doing it now. But Charles recently sent me through, because he knew I love that. He recently sent me through Explore Live Nature Cams, and I have included the link to this YouTube site right here. And as I was looking at it, one in particular just really tweaked me. Some of them during our day, it's their nighttime, and so all you get to see are nests with baby birds in it, which is cute in itself. But this one here, Kitten Rescue Cam, it's just, you know how cute kittens are, and they play around and all the rest of it. This is the kitten cam, and it did make me think, gosh, if you have a waiting room, look at these kittens playing around. Ridiculously cute. It might be a good one, instead of having cartoons for kids and things like that, if you ever just wanted a bit of quiet in the waiting room with not a lot of audio going on, without the sound, you could just put this on the screen. This kind of lovely, sweet interaction of these little kittens can help people just to relax. It's a very pleasant thing for them to watch. They find themselves smiling to themselves and having a giggle and putting themselves in a more relaxed state than would they normally have been. Maybe they suffer a bit of anxiety going along to the dentist. And so I've added that as a link because I thought to myself, up on the screen when you're sitting back, and nowadays, of course, we've ditched the waiting room magazines because of the COVID-19 infection control situation. So maybe having them sit back and just watch this on the screen would be a nice restful thing for them to do. Look. Oh, you could just look at it for hours. You could waste a whole bunch of time on it. And of course, you don't need the sound. So I've added that link within the card. So have a look at that and see if that's going to be good for your waiting room ambiance. The next two things, the main topics I want to talk about today is, number one, Google Calendar for front desk organization and elements of great teamwork, part one. So this, I thought I'd do a few parts of it, of elements of great teamwork as we lead up to Charles's presentation on Wednesday week. What I might do is I might also... Animal live cam. I'm just going to quickly copy that link and put it straight in there because, of course, when we tick things off the agenda, a line goes through it and your eyes would naturally revert away from it. So there's that live cam. So with Google Calendar for front desk organization, I've added an example board here, an example calendar here under Google Calendar. Now, I know that there are many online calendars. I'm just going to show you how I would use Google Calendar to help organize the front desk because I know Google Calendar very, very well. I use it in my world all the time, and there's a number of benefits to it, and I'll go through all of that now with you. If you have any questions throughout, please let me know. Welcome to those people who have now logged on. So it is a common question, how can I get all the staff members to do their bits and pieces that they're supposed to be doing every day? How can we remember how to get everything, you know, the things that need to get done every day, every week, every month? I want to focus on reception. A lot of this, the areas in for the dental nurses, it's quite obvious to them. They restock because they notice straight away that they're depleting in stock. They've got their system of sterilization and room changeovers and all the rest. The person with a whole bunch of different tasks that do change from day to day are the dental receptionists. And I find Google Calendar enormously constructive in terms of organizing my day, helping me with a sense of accomplishment and completion, which then motivates me to keep going. a way of not forgetting the important things or even the not so important things, and a way of very easily reallocating my tasks to different days if the current day is getting too busy. One of the things I will let you know, and I remember listening to this on an audiobook many, many years ago when I was a dental receptionist and just trying to get a bit more time, better time management in what I did. And I listened to a book and I wish I could remember the name of it, but it did say, if you are the one person in your organization that's responsible for managing the phone calls in and out, then you can block off 75% of your day as busy. Now, and I'm not quite sure if dental receptionists, we spend 75% of our day on the phones, but when you think about the phone calls coming in, the phone calls coming out, and all of the tasks of follow-up around those phone calls, and the patients coming in and being welcomed and then chatted with in the waiting room, the patients coming out of the surgery, making fresh appointment times, taking payments, managing all the follow-ups around that, referring you to the orthodontist, downloading your OPG and attaching it to the file, all of those things, sure, that can easily start creeping up to 75% of the day. So quite often, as a receptionist, we'll have a to-do list in front of us. It might be 10 things long. By the next day, it's 15 things long. By the next day, it's 25 things long. And we feel like we're constantly battling, just trying to get this thing done. So I think sometimes we do look at the very start of the day, we look at the whole day and we think to ourselves, we've got all the time in the world today to get all our bits and pieces done. But in actual fact, you don't. You have a section of your day, because the moment that phone starts to ring, the first patient that walks in the door, all of a sudden, chunks of your time will be taken away from you. And they're being taken away, these chunks of time away from you, with the thing that is really primarily one of your most important tasks, and that is managing the patients really well, being very warm, rapport building with them, further deepening your relationships with them, and being there for them as top priority. We want to deliver great customer service to all of our patients, and that means we need to be engaged with each one of our patients, whether it be on the phone or in person. And to be fully engaged with somebody, you can't be fully engaged with somebody when you're a bit distracted and doing something else. And I'm going to be making this list out now too, and you're not going to be engaged. And so whenever a patient is in your immediate demand of attention, they need to be given your all. And not just your all, but I know that from experience, when you're really busy, you've got lots of bits and pieces on, you can be trying to cut some conversations short because you need to get that next task done. And so you don't even want to be doing that. Patients, you want them to come and interact with you, get their services done, all the follow-up, the payment, all the rest of it done, and then leave with that sound knowledge inside of themselves thinking, gosh, I go to a great dental practice. Who would move from this place? They get me, they understand me, they've got time and they care about me, and they care about the experience that I have here. Who'd go anywhere else? And you want every one of your patients to feel that way when they leave. And so in order to alleviate the pressure on your back as a receptionist, you need to have really good systems behind you. One of those systems is having an understanding and an appreciation and embracing the fact that the patients are the most important thing. The next thing is getting my tasks done. And so what system do I need to put in place in order to get those tasks done without me feeling overwhelmed, me rushing through those tasks, therefore not getting them done effectively, but just getting them done. And I use as an example what we spoke about at our last live sessions. We spoke about recalls. And recalls, sometimes the agenda for the person doing the recalls is just to get those recalls done. So if they're phone calls, for example, you just want to get through all those phone calls. I've got 50 calls to make and I'm going to get through them this week. No questions about it. But the intention should actually be, I need to get as many of these people booked into the appointment book as possible. And the minute you understand what your true intention is, then it's not a matter of just getting task completion done, because anyone can ring 50 numbers in a week and leave a short, brief, non-engaging message or quickly race through each of those phone calls. They might not have a great result at the end, but my intention was just to get through the list. So I did that. That was successful. but the intention actually is to get people in the book. And so the understanding what your intention behind your tasks are helps you, and as you, and I'll show, as you track through your tasks throughout each day, you'll start to get a much stronger appreciation for how much time things take you as a receptionist. So let's get into it and I'll show you what I mean. So it's such a great tool. And even though you might go, gosh, it's just another thing to have open in front of me, it's all about repetition. As you move through these tasks and you use this Google Calendar, for example, use it for a month and then see if it's actually working for you. If it's not, find a different way of doing something. I myself have found this very helpful. For a start, on my computer screen, my desktop, I have all the important things up the top here. They're all bookmarked to my whatever you call it, the menu thing up the top there. So you don't have to every morning come in and type in another website, another website, another website, and log into everything. Everything is just here. And the way you do that, just out of an interest perspective, we've got this group here. You see this little, once you've dialed in and logged in to your stuff, then you've gone through the little padlock there and you simply click on that and drag that down. And then there we go. It's right there. And so you just have to click on it and it opens that screen up. If you get quite a number going across here, you can right click on that, edit, and I'll just try that again. I think my screen's, yes, there we go, edit. And you can actually take out the name completely. If that little logo, you can identify that page just from the logo, or you can shorten it to anything. Just a C19 if you want to. And then it brings it down. And you can fit more and more across the top there. So do that with all of the key sites you need to log into. It might be you've got your dental for Windows open or your whatever software you system that you use. You may have your calendar open. You'll have your emails open. You may have Canva open because you're constantly designing new posts for Facebook, etc. You may have the Facebook open just so you can see any messages that may be Facebooked through to you from patients or interested parties. And so have all of these. You would probably have your Trello right there as well. So you have got your constant access to whatever's going on for your practice at the moment. So utilize that row up there just to make life a bit easier for yourself. But going into the calendar itself, I've just thrown in a bunch of stuff just to give you an example of what I mean about how this can help your management of your days. First of all, we can put in things there that we want to remember every single day. Keep in mind that I've spoken about before and will continue speaking about in the future because it's important information to get logged into our brains. It's never an effective thing to implement a system and say, we need to get this task done and say that to the person that needs to get that task done and then expect them to remember it straight away. There may be 10 things they're trying to remember straight away. The better way is to have a reminder every time they need to do it. If it's a daily task, of course, there's a daily reminder. If it's a task that's done once a month, then you have monthly reminders, and Google Calendar does that beautifully. So as you can see here, every day, I'll talk about the focus in a sec. We won't talk about that right now. Every day we arrive at 7:30 and we've got our prep for the morning huddle. And inside this prep for the morning huddle, I've actually got the huddle document right there. So we can just quickly download it or open it up and add to it. And we've got the information sitting right there the whole time, which is great. And that way, even if you share the reception with somebody else, it could be another full-time or part-time receptionist, or sometimes a dental assistant could be coming out and, you know, the habit is that they come out and just help you with your tasks every now and again. And then, of course, you go, have you done that task? I haven't done that task. Have you done that task? This is where it can really help. And so if the other receptionist has been able, receptionist number two has actually come out and started prepping for that morning huddle. Maybe she started the prep the night before, making sure that lab work was in, all the rest of it, and she's got part of that already populated, then all you need to do is go in there and pick up where she left off. You could even put little notes in here, such as, I will get this completed by 8 a.m. this morning, Julie. And then when Sally comes round and you say, and so whenever you've adjusted information within Google Calendar event that you've got it repeating, it'll say, do you want to change the information just for this event, this and following events, or this following events and the past events as well, so all of the events. And you just go, yeah, I just want to change it for this event. And so when I come in the morning and I go, okay, if we've got to do prep for morning huddle, I'll open that up. Oh, look, Julie's already gone into it. Sally, I'll get this completed by 8 a.m. I mean, I'm Sally. Yeah. I'll get this completed by 8 a.m. Great. I don't need to do it. Wonderful. Julie's got it all organized, as always. And then we've got the time for the morning huddle. And then we've got a reception checklist. There's a couple of ways you can get other recurring events happening. We can either list them, like here, this is the time I do the confirmations, this is the time we do the TLC phone calls, or instead you can go, let's go into and just create a checklist that occur, that this recurs every single day of the week that we're open. And here it's got, get the settlements done, day sheets, do the cross-checking of the day sheets, making sure all of the patient information was addressed to the correct provider, things like that. Get the confirmation done and TLC phone calls done as well. So that's the other way you can do it. You can create a checklist within the one event. I like the thought of having separate events. Let me take this one out. Just click on the event, put it into the rubbish bin. I only want to affect this day, because I like having the separate events, and I'll show you why. So I get the settlements done. I might be misspelling a couple of things here. Day sheet, cross check. Because within Google Calendar, you will see this red line. So I've added a few things to the Sunday so you can see this red line. You can see it go down. So that means that on any given day, you know exactly where you're at. And on any given day, all the things above the red line, if you've done them, you get this sense of completion. Yep, I've done this, 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 all these things. I'm feeling like I'm achieving great things. No longer do you have this long to-do list that you're struggling to get through and that constantly grows and hardly ever seems to deplete. But now we've got everything done up until this point in time. I'm feeling like I've got a good sense of achievement going on. I'm motivated to continue plowing on through everything that I need to get done. So what happens is, if you hadn't had a chance to get the confirmations done, let's just say there was equipment breakdown, haven't had a chance to do the confirmations as yet, so that hasn't done, I'm just going to keep pushing it down the day until I can get it done. That's appointment confirmations. It definitely needs to be done today. The TLC calls too. I haven't done them yet. Of course, you would try to get these things done early on in case there were any issues, but I haven't got that one done today as yet. And check the incoming and outgoing lab. Haven't quite that got that done as yet. I've got everything else done, so that's good. It took me a bit longer to do the checklist, so I'm going to lengthen that one out. And we did have the equipment breakdown, and so that's taken up a lot of time. And you don't want to go to the minutiae of answered phone call, process this payment. But what this will help you do, because within, I've got the Google Calendar set up in half hour blocks. Even though the morning huddle is meant to only take 15 minutes, leaving it at the half hour block, that helps absorb the time it takes to do your patient management tasks. So taking payments, making appointment times, managing phone calls. From some of those phone calls, you might then create a task. Okay, I've got to make sure I send OPG for Tracy Wilcox to orthodontist. So I've created a task. I don't want to forget it. You can write it down on a piece of paper if you wish, or you can throw it straight into this. The benefit of throwing it straight into this is that even if that piece of paper flitted away, you still have all the information right here in front of you. And the more you use Google Calendar, the quicker you are at quickly creating something to do. And so then you can go, okay, end up having lunch a little bit later. And I gave lunch, a bit of the lunch to the nurse. And so I was in the surgery. And so whereas before you can go, gosh, it's been such a busy day today, but I feel like I've got nothing done because look at my to-do list. Now looking at this day, you're like, oh, no, look, my day has been filled. There's been no time that I've been sitting back twiddling my thumbs. My day has been packed. And I keep getting these bits and pieces done. If you then get the TLC phone calls done, so let's bring this back up again. If I've just got back from lunch and I've now completed the TLC phone calls, that's super. I've actually done the confirmations as well. I got that done in the same half hour block. I wasn't interrupted. So I managed to get both of those things done in the same half hour block. And that's how you can add things in and make that red line timeline accurate. It also helps when you've got another receptionist there that can come out and go, okay, I'm now giving the receptionist lunch. What has she got done? She's got all these things done, super duper. Okay, so I now just have to get these tasks done, the tasks that are after the red line. She's dragged down the things she hasn't had a chance to do yet. Oh, she needs to send an OPG of Tracy Wilcox to the orthodontist. I can go ahead and do that for her now. And so she knows for sure I've done it. I'm going to click in and say done. JP. And so I'm going to get that organized, put that up there. So when the receptionist comes back out again from lunch, sits back on the front desk, she can go, oh, I had to get that OPG off. I wonder if that was actually done by her. Oh, yeah, look, JP did that. Wonderful. How tremendous is that? Now I can just continue on with my day. And so that's why I like to have the settlements, the day sheet, the confirmations, the TLC phone calls, even though it looks busy there, I like to have one event at a time in the planning of the day because you will be interrupted. And so if you chuck everything in the morning, it's just going to feel too much to do. And then as you get it done, you can start going, okay, that's done as well. I'm only up to 9 o'clock in the morning. I've already got these bits and pieces done. Wonderful. And it does give you that sense of completion. If it was just the reception checklist, how are you going to be really sure about how many of those tasks you got done? You can still put notations, but I just think it's a stronger sense of completion when you get the individual tasks organized in this way. The other thing you can do with Google Calendar is something that I suggest with your incomplete treatment list. And if any of you have done the managing your incomplete treatment list course in the JPPS online courses, you'll see that I don't think it's a great idea to have this list that gets printed out once a month and then someone sits there and just moves through that list trying to book the patients in. I think it's a less elegant way of doing it, and you do fall into the trap of just wanting to get through the phone calls rather than trying to convert the patients back into the appointment book again. So what you can do is, if you consider any given day, just practice with a couple of dentists in it. So generally with two dentists, you've got one receptionist on the front desk. And how many of those patients wouldn't be booking in on the day? Maybe two or three wouldn't book their ongoing treatment in on the day. Can you manage as a receptionist two or three follow-up phone calls to patients who haven't booked in from a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, you can. And so this is where it helps as well. Rather than once a month printing out your incomplete treatment list, instead plan ahead and say, oh, last week, for example, Melissa Redgrave had come in. She didn't want to go ahead and book her 1 hour appointment time for fillings with Adam straight away. She wanted to look at her diary. And so I said to her, no worries. You give me a call when you're ready, Melissa. I'll check in with you in about a week just in case you haven't called us. And so then you put straight away, you know, you go a week ahead and you put a little event there, follow up, Melissa Redgrave. And if it's something, and the reason why I've got a different color here is that I thought that if you did have different receptionists managing different things, if it's something that you specifically want to do yourself, then you color it. You just right click on the event itself. You color it your identified color. And then other people can jump into your role, follow the things up that they can easily follow up. But they've gone, Julie herself wanted to actually follow up Melissa because she's flagged it off as her color. So I'll leave that task up to her. So that's where the colors can come in quite useful as well. And then of course, as you are planning ahead these phone calls, you're not overloading yourself. And so if you already had a follow-up for a patient there and a follow-up for a patient there, the next patient that needed to have a follow-up, you jump into the following week or whatever week you're looking at and go, I've actually already got three follow-ups there. My day's looking pretty busy. I'm going to jump it into the following day because I don't want to overload myself, because if I overload myself, I'm less likely to be engaged in the tasks and just trying to push through everything quickly. And so that is a very effective way, in my mind, to follow up on patients that haven't yet booked in for their treatment. If that was one of the things you didn't get time to do the previous day, it's not like you have to then keep adding to this to-do list and rewriting the to-do list to make it neat and tidy. You simply drag it. Busy day today, I'm going to do that on Wednesday instead. I'm going to drag that one up there. Beautiful. Do these couple of things here, and you can so easily just drag your tasks around, reorganize your day and week and month as it evolves, as you're finding out how much time you actually do have to get things done. So I hope you can see, as a practice owner as well, anything that you can think, gosh, I just wish that person would remember to do that. This is a tremendous way of getting them to remember all of the minor tasks that need to get be done throughout the day, all the important things, but they may only take 10, 20 minutes and then maybe put off and all the rest of it. This helps people get into routine, remember what their responsibilities are to get done. And it also helps you because you've got that recurring thing. So the minute you go into I'm just gonna make one up here. Let's just say we've got the staff meeting. I'm starting to call them team meetings rather than staff meetings. And it's going to go for an hour. And we want that to happen on the first of every month. So we click on this little pen here. We say it does repeat. We can customize how it repeats. We can put it on the, oh, here we go. We can say it happens every 1, 2, whatever weeks or months or years. You think about the maintenance of equipment, you can put a reminder in every year for the maintenance of equipment, different pieces of equipment. You know, put a date in just before a piece of equipment falls up to warranty, falls within warranty, just so if there are any faults with it, you're getting it managed before the warranty. So with all these reminders and notifications that you can organize in Google Calendar, it can really become a wonderful thing. And so it then becomes, you can say, I want that to happen on the 1st of September, on the 1st of every month. And when you've got the option here of occurrences, you think of the payment plans that you organise for patients at the front desk, the in-house ones that you think, oh, it's only going to be over 6 payments. We won't bother putting them up on EasyPay or any other of the external payment plans that we've got going on here. We just want to have a reminder that this patient needs to have this much drawn down on their credit card for the next 6 weeks. And so this is where you can make sure it all gets done. The only other way you can do that in your software, dental software appointment book, if you've got a miscellaneous or a front desk or reception appointment book to get these sort of things listed, is to cut, copy and paste all the way down. And so this just makes it a much easier thing to do. Another, I was just about to say with recalls, for example, the recalls are going to happen. We have agreed it's going to happen on the monthly on the first Monday. No, monthly on the first custom. Here we go. Every month on the first. It's got into 2021. Done. And so then every month thereafter, the recalls is already in the system. So it's not something that we forget anymore. It's just there. And we are able to, as a receptionist, put down the length of time it's likely to take us, given we do get interrupted with telephone calls and patients. And so we're not overloading our day. We're not going, okay, I've got to get the recalls done today and the KPIs. No, I don't have the time to do both. See? I don't have the time to do both, and so I'm going to make sure I do them on separate days. If the recalls ended up taking a bit longer and you need more time, then you can go, I need another hour to complete those recalls. I'm actually going to drag the KPIs from Tuesday to Wednesday and finish off the recalls here. And again, if anybody else came out to the desk and thought, can they be of any help to me? They can see, she hasn't quite finished the recalls off yet. I'm going to help her out with that. The other thing that I would use it for if I was a dental receptionist as well is things like remember to bring the sign in. You know, when you're looking through things, you're going to read that and go, oh, that's right, I've got to bring the sign in. You're being reminded at the right time of day. Quite often you can have a checklist posted somewhere on a wall, or you can have a little reminder on the back of the front door, remember to bring sign in. And that little reminder, you think, oh, it's right there in someone's face, they'll see it. Not if they see it every day, they won't see it. If they go in and out of that door four times a day, they will go blind to that little sign. And so it's not about just reminding people, it's about reminding them in a way that is going to alert them. Because if the bringing in the sign thing is a new task for somebody, maybe you've just had a sign made up and you've decided to have it sitting out the front of the practice and you really want to make sure that gets brought in every time. If it doesn't work with this reminder here, then go into it and create an alert. More actions. Now I've already forgotten where the alert happens. Oh, you go, add notification. And I want to have a notification 10 minutes before it's due, save, for this and all the following events. So now, not only do I have this reminder, but 10 minutes to 7, I get a pop-up in front of my face. Don't forget to bring a sign in. And so the alerts that you get are a wonderful thing as well. And do try to don't have heaps and heaps of notifications coming up in your face. And I suggest this as well for alerts that you have for patient files. Only have the important things, because when you're busy trying to get through a task on your computer screen and something jumps up in front of you and you've got a patient here or on the phone, you're more than likely just to start hitting delete, 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 because it's in your way at that moment. You want an alert to be something that happens at a time of day where maybe it comes up just after you come back from lunch. So at some point in time that you won't be interrupted in the middle of a patient task at the time. And so maybe, you know, the last patient goes in generally at 6 o'clock, maybe at 6:15 is a great time for alerts to jump up about bringing the sign in, because you're more likely going to be able to see it. And if you've got alerts for everything, they won't be meaningful anymore and you'll just stop looking at them. So just for the important things. And for example, with a patient, one of the important things is that they've got to have pre-medication before coming into the practice. And so that's an important one. But that we need to give them their OPG that we've had in storage for 5 years, that's not so important. That shouldn't be an alert. You want an alert to actually alert you to something, to go, oh, rather than, oh, another one, and just delete out of them. Imagine too that you can assist in other ways as well. Dental practices are busy places. We've got dentists and other providers, dental nurses, steri nurses running around trying to manage everything. And if they're in the surgery doing all of their treatments and services in the surgery, sometimes they figure out they need something ordered and they don't have the time to go all the way down to the whiteboard and make a note of it. And so therefore they think, I'll try to remember it, but then they forget. And then someone says, who forgot to tell me that we had run out of bond? Because now we've completely run out of bond and I haven't ordered it. No, let's facilitate all of us getting these sort of important things done all the time. And I used to always, as a receptionist, be very open to dental auxiliary staff just calling out to me, can you put bond on the list? Can you put etch on the list? We're running out of tissues. And I'd be like, sure, I'll write it down straight away because I wanted the tasks to be completed. And it was easy for me in that moment to quickly write something down rather than expect them to have to either slow down the surgery work so they can run off and write something down or try to remember it when they've got so many other things going on at the moment as well. So let's pretend we've got Monday to Friday practice. This could be, let me go as if it was a Monday to Saturday practice, and these things could be on the Sunday instead. So we're just going to drag these things. These are three lists that are very handy for receptionists to have in their Google Calendar. The shopping list, we need milk. Sure, let me go into it and add milk. Yep, someone's already told me we need milk. It's right there. Next time someone's free, is there anything I can do? Sure, can you nip down the shops and get the shopping list? It's in Google Calendar. We need etch. Can you add it to the list? Sure thing. Consumables, put it in there. Can you add this important thing to the next team member, team meeting? Sure thing. I can add it in there. So those three lists are always ongoing. They're things that are important that everybody remember and discuss, for example, with the team meetings. It's important to have the ordering girl come and address this event each time she's doing the ordering. And once she's transferred that onto her orders, she can actually delete it for you. And you can then, at the start of each new week, I'm just going to do this. No, I'm going to do this. There we go. At the start of each new week, you can just drag those across. And so all the items stay on there until they are taken off properly because of the fact they've been completed. So that's one way you can do it. And I'm going to just keep dragging this so they all appear on the Sunday. Doesn't matter where on the Sunday. Just it's a day that you don't have anything else scheduled, so you might as well have the list sitting and hovering there, and then they're very easy for you just to click into straight away. The other way of changing these lists is to click into it and change the date that it's recurring. It's going to pop that onto next Sunday. And then there it is on the next Sunday. So that is a wonderfully useful thing for all of your team members to make sure important things aren't dropped. And as you can see, I've colored things at different colors. And the way our brains work, it's not always the most ideal thing just to have words. If they are regular things that we're doing all the time, and your brain will become trained into, someone's asking me to add something to the orders list for consumables, I know to look for dark blue. I'm just looking for dark blue. You'll train your brain into that. The focus area at the top here, that's a lovely reminder. And I've suggested in the past that use your morning huddles to do this. If you're trying to incorporate a new behavior in your team members, and it's a behavior that you want to have going on for a long period of time, you want to have it. So you've got that ability to that opportunity to constantly remind everybody, have it in the morning huddle. And as the receptionist, put it in your focus, have the focus, there all the time. So it reminds you at the start of the day, what's our focus? Oh, that's right. It's showing appreciation. What's our focus? Oh, that's right. It's asking a patient for a Google review. And the focus shouldn't change day to day. because that's not enough repetition for people. Depending on the task that it is, it can happen, it can be there every day for a week, every day for a month, it could even be there every day for a year. Who knows what task you're trying to implement there, or just every day until it's not needed anymore. And so that a reminder every morning is a really great thing for a receptionist to have there. And if you are naturally a morning person and you're really happy and upbeat, groovy. If you're not and it takes you a few minutes to warm up, put as the focus every morning, keep fake smiling until it's real. So when you smile, the more you smile and it's fake, you kind of start to feel a bit silly and it starts to relax into your face a little bit more. So you can put something there at the start of every day just to get yourself a bit more positive, a bit more switched on. And so when the first patient comes in for the day and when the first staff member comes in for the day, they get this happy energy and this positive energy straight away. So I hope you can see how Google Calendar can make life for a receptionist a whole lot more organized and a whole lot more successful, because you can, one other quick thing you can also do is search. So if somebody said, oh, did you call that patient Kelly? I'm like, oh gosh, I can't remember. Let me just put a name in here and have a look. And oh yeah, look at that. I did that on the 1st of June. I've got it right there. And so you can do searches as well. So hopefully I've convinced you that Google Calendar is a magnificent tool that you can use on the front desk. And it doesn't just help you, but it can help with the general running of the practice as well. Okay, let me know if you have any questions around that. Add your questions to the card, email them through, call them through, because I really think it's a very, very useful tool to use. Now, I just want to touch on the next part of the agenda today. So we have gone through the Google Calendar for the front desk organization. And again, do use me as much as you like. If you would like your receptionist to do it and you want me to get online with her and do a training session, let me know. I'd be thrilled to do that. So the final part of today's meeting is Elements of Great Teamwork, Part 1. And what I wanted to talk to you about, I've actually got a card there. I'm going to keep adding to this card, Elements of Great Teamwork. And I want to talk about two things. One of those things is what can I do for you? And the other thing is appreciation. Now, for teams, it's all about how can you create the environment for your team so they behave and function and have the attitudes that are helpful for the team as a whole and for the practice. They need to have the environment created for them. There's no point in the boss being grumpy, demanding that the staff be happy. That's not creating the environment for them to be happy. There's no point in saying, I want you to be efficient, yet I'm not going to provide you with any support, even though you've got all these other tasks to do. You've got to create the environment for them to do these other tasks. If you want them to be successful, then create the environment for them to be successful. And you just have to think to yourself, what environment do they need? What support do they need in order to be successful in these things? And there are two things I want you to focus on for the coming week. One of those things is show appreciation. Showing somebody appreciation and acknowledging them for a job well done and a good effort is helping to create the environment for them to repeat that great behavior. We often fall into the trap of reprimanding them for bad behavior or telling them that they should be doing something that they're not, rather than focusing on what they're doing great, rewarding them in terms of great acknowledgement and praise, public praise as well in front of the other team members for the things they're doing fantastically. That's motivating. It's motivating when we are patted on the back for something. It's demotivating when we're told off. It's demotivating when we're told we're not coming up to par, that we're not quite meeting expectation. That's enormously demotivating. So when you see team members, there's two habits here. Habit number one is shifting your focus. Rather than looking for the things that aren't being done, instead, for the next week, just look for the things that are being done. That's habit number one. Just see the good. Habit number two is then verbalize that. Thanks for bringing the bins in. Thanks for picking up that piece of paper off the floor rather than just walking by it. You're awesome. Thanks. Thanks for being so great on the telephone with our patients. That phone call sounded fantastic. Thanks for being helpful with your team members. You did the hysteria for her. That was wonderful. So start looking at the great things that your team members are doing. And this goes both ways. If you're a team member, look for it in your boss as well. Thanks for treating me with respect with the way you asked me to do that task. That was really lovely. Thank you. I always like doing things for you because you ask me so nicely and you always say thank you. So thank you for that. So look for the good and start verbalizing the good. Try to ignore the bad just for a week. Let's just shift the focus, shift the glasses with which you look at your team members and see if it changes your experience and their abilities throughout that time. The second thing I want you to start bringing into your awareness and your behaviors of yourself and your team is this concept of what can I do for you? Now, if you read any of my blogs or the articles in the Australasian Dental Practice magazine, you would have come across my passion behind what can I do for you. I believe that one question, what can I do for you, can be your customer service policy, your team culture, your leadership philosophy. You consider from a patient customer service perspective that you've got all the team members, all their focus is looking at that patient, wondering what can they do for them to help them be less anxious, to help them be more informed, to help them be less confused. What can I do for you to help your experience here as a patient be better? What can I do for you? And as a team member, you're hearing each other and you get asked, what can I do for you? I've got 10 minutes spare. Do you want me to help you with your room setup? I've got 10 minutes spare, receptionist. What can I do for you? Can you imagine as a leader of the organization that you're bringing in a team member, for example, for a 6-monthly review of their performance? And rather than going through what we've normally focused on in the past of all the negatives and a few positives, we instead push that list to the side, sit across from the team member and say, now, what can I do for you to help you be more efficient, more productive, happier? What can I do for you? Can you imagine the shift in the conversation? It becomes powerful and impactful, and the ideas springing from that meeting are inspiring. We move boldly forward together on the same page. No one's feeling bad about their performance. They're feeling emboldened. This question of what can I do for you, you only ever ask that if you genuinely want to help another person. It doesn't normally go this way. What can I do for you? Can you do the recalls for me? No. You only ever ask the question when you're, one, eager to help out, genuinely want to help out. You also only ask that question when you feel like you have the ability and the desire to help another human being. Now, aren't they the characteristics that you want as part of your team? Wonderful characteristics. We want to really tap into those characteristics, bring those characteristics up to the surface. So what can I do for you is a very powerful question. Yet, like everything, it is a process of repetition, reminding, practice to get it as part of our everyday behavior as a team. And so to help that process, I created these silicone wristbands, and on it, let's see if you can see it, it's actually got there, what can I do for you? So what can I do for you is written on the side. These are designed at the morning huddle. What's our focus this week, this month? Our focus is what can I do for you? Okay, let's put our hands into the bowl. Pick one out, put it on. And it's a reminder to all of us. See, that can be wedged up there, so it's not an infection control problem. It's a reminder to all of us to move through our day with what can I do for you on our brains. And it works. I have done this with a number of practices now, and it's quite interesting, the impact. So for myself personally, I did a bit of a test run with myself first of all. I'll be driving in my car, usual thing, getting frustrated with other people around me who can't drive like I can. And I'd look at my silicon and I'd be like, that's okay, you go first. It made me a more generous driver, a kinder driver. When I would go back into dental practices that had been using this, a lot of the team members weren't taking them off and putting them back in the bowl at the end of the day. They were wearing them home because they liked the impact that it had over their lives. They were more patient at the shops. They were more patient drivers. One dentist said that he went home and his kids were then starting to ask each other and their mum, what can I do for you? Amazing. So I think it's a powerful way. It's a powerful reminder every day. And when we had a really good discussion as a team over the question and how we're going to ask it, in what situations is it powerful, we've had a good long discussion around that while we are touching them, wearing them, that means we've anchored in the intention and the thoughts into the silicon wristband. So when we do put it on, we're not just putting on a silicon wristband, we're putting on a methodology, an ideology, we're putting it on. And so then when we do become aware of it as we're going through the day, we're not just going, oh, that's right, my wristband. We're saying, oh, that's right, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? This is how we behave here now. What can I do for you? If you would like any of these, they are cheap as chips, as you can imagine. I've got tons of them. And just let me know how many you need. I'll post them all out to you in the mail free of charge. I'll cover the postage and then start with the discussion. And what I might do, I will do this. If you do, if I get any orders for this, I will then create a video, maybe a 20-minute video, where you can get all your team members to have received these already, then play the video to the whole team. And it's like I was there in person instilling the idea in the wristband. So then it is a more of a powerful experience moving forward when you put it on every morning. So the minute I get any orders for this, I shall do that and I shall post that video up on the board here as well. Thank you for your attention today. I will now share my screen, do my usual, because as I do this, it's helping to train you in the Trello as well. Top priority, don't need to worry about that anymore, so take that off. We've completed that today, so I can tick that off there. We've ticked off the last element of our meeting today. Remember, kitten rescue for your waiting room. Remember, what can I do for you? Remember, verbalize, first of all, see the good things your team members are doing, then verbalize it to them. Reward the behaviors you want repeated. Reward the behaviors you want repeated. And Google Calendar. We can have a doing session over the Google Calendar to get receptionists up to speed with it, so it becomes a very powerful tool in their arsenal of becoming a magnificent superstar receptionist. Dragging today's session over to the completed column. The recording will be attached within moments. Our next session is Wednesday at 5 o'clock. So I do hope everyone has a magnificent few days until then. I do look forward to seeing you all then and enjoy the remaining part of your weekend. Thanks so much, everybody. See you later. Yeah.